This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Jax, there's new technology for people who are vision impaired to be able to watch football. It's really exciting. Using their fingers.
That's right. I'm really excited about how sport is becoming more and more inclusive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in this case, engaging and inviting blind and vision impaired people to enjoy Australia's great game of AFL. And we've got Chris Harrop on the phone. Tell us more about it.
Chris, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Nice to speak to you.
Chris, tell us about this innovation. Can you explain? It's called Touch and Track. It's a device. How does it work? We're going to the football. We're vision impaired. How does it work?
Yeah, so the Telstra Touch and Track is essentially like a tablet that leverages the Telstra network to translate the position of the ball in real time to a magnetic ring that sits on top of that tactile device. So think of if you're sitting on sitting in your seat at the footy and you have like a board sitting in front of you there, and like a Ouija board, the ring itself moves independent of anything else and is actually translating the XY coordinates of the ball in real time on that device. So a vision impaired fan can sit there with their hand resting on it and feel at any particular point in time where the ball is positioned.
This is amazing. So this is going to open up a whole new level of experience when someone whose vision is vision impaired goes along to watch a footy game.
That's right, yeah. So we started interviewing a whole bunch of vision impaired fans when we first began this project a couple of years ago, just to learn about their experience at the footy. What were the types of things that frustrated them? How did they follow along to the game? And obviously no surprise that radio was a key component of how they went to the footy and how they followed what was going on, along with the thrill of the crowd and the crowd noise and what have you. So as good as the radio calls are, not always were they positioning where the ball was at any particular moment in time. And we thought this technology could be a great way to augment that radio experience with something that could position them where the ball is at any point.
So we're speaking with Chris Harrop, a group owner, product and technology Telstra, about the incredible Telstra Touch and Track technology launched at Marvel Stadium, which will allow blind and low vision individuals to experience live AFL through touch. And we've got some audio from Sean Keith, a passionate Western Bulldog supporter who plays in the Victorian Blind Football League, trialled the device, and let's hear what he has to say.
Hi, my name is Sean. I have a vision impairment and this is how I experience AFL in a new way. Touch and Track lets me follow the ball around the field with my finger in real time. When there's a mark, there's a certain vibration to the board, and if there's a goal, there's a longer vibration and a point is a shorter vibration. So I've been helping with the development for the last 2 years. When I first tried the device, it was quite surreal, something that I never thought would actually eventuate. I think it's going to be a bit of a game changer for a lot of people because I know a lot of vision impaired people avoid going to the grounds because they don't get the full experience. So it's really exciting that this device is now available at Marvel. It makes the game much more accessible for everybody.
Chris, there's obviously a couple of teams. How does the person using the device know which team is vibrating?
Yeah, so as Sean just mentioned there in that grab, we've got different haptic vibrations happening within the device with certain things that happen throughout the game. So goals, behinds and changes in possession, we can signify by different vibrations within the device itself. So like I said before, they also augment the experience with the radio call of the game. And so that with all those things mixed together, they can actually tell who's got in possession at any particular point in time and which way the ball's moving.
So it's currently at Marvel Stadium. So I believe it was launched last week for round 15. It's now available for round 16 moving forward. Why is it only at Marvel Stadium at the moment? And is there developments to take that further afield, like to the MCG?
Yeah, we'd love to expand this experience further. It's taken quite a bit of testing at Marvel Stadium to get us to this point. And obviously the most critical point that we have to get is the position of the ball, right? And so the XY coordinates of the ball and feeding that to the device with as low latency as we possibly can is critically important. So to do that, we've got around 14 cameras installed at Marvel Stadium that are pointed on the field of play. And through machine learning and AI with our data provider Champion Data, we're able to triangulate the ball position at any point in time and feed that back to the device. So in a scale out into other stadiums, we need to look at where we can position cameras to capture that same data set and to pipe that back to the devices.
Chris, what's it been like getting the feedback from those who've used the device so far?
Oh, Sean's been absolutely amazing. I'm glad you played that clip of him just before. We've had a number of vision impaired fans all along the journey from the very outset through all the different iterations of the device that we've brought along. It's been one of the most rewarding things I've worked on in my career just to see the feedback that we've had live. Some of the people actually calling a game from the back line through to the forward line for a goal for their particular team and just to see the joy that's given those people has been amazing. And it's certainly an experience we'll look to continue to iterate on with those fans.
And so what was that experience like working with Vision Australia and the AFL with the Telstra partnership?
Yeah, couldn't have been more supportive. This has been a true partnership through, like you mentioned, the AFL, Marvel Stadium, Vision Australia, Champion Data, and one of our technology partners in Field of Vision as well. A group of young guys in Ireland that had trialled some of this technology in football over in Europe have really helped us out with some of the technology behind the scenes as well. So it's been a real partnership in terms of how we've brought this to life, and couldn't have done it without any one of those partners. It's been great.
Chris, if anyone's listening and they're thinking, you know what, I want to go along, I want to try out the device, they love their football, how do they get involved?
You can book the devices online through the Marvel Stadium website at this point in time, or you can visit the guest services desk at Marvel Stadium, where we have around 40 devices available for fans to be able to use it in their seat during game time. Obviously, we give them out for free of charge for fans that want to use those and return them after the event.
Chris, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris Harrop, Group Owner and Product and Technology at Telstra. Jax,
yes,
what's coming up tonight?
Oh, right. Well, I mean, it's hard to top that.
I know. That's amazing.
We're doing it. I know. Amazing technology. Well, from 6 o'clock tonight till 7 o'clock, followed by the open table, we're having Peter Van Miltenberg, sprint and conditioning coach, Melbourne Chargers, who is also an Olympian, raced against Carl Lewis 100 metres in the 1984 Olympics in LA. We're talking about a four-point plan to achieving success in sport and life. And Freddie L'Include, local events lead Emerald City Kickball, who was a finalist Outstanding Contribution to Sport Awards, will be joining us in the studio also to tell us about all the amazing events taking part in the lead up to the next season, the next very successful season. They've got about 90 members waiting list to get involved.
Fantastic.
In that sport.
Big show. Jax, yeah, game on, straight after Drive at 6 o'clock. Thanks, Jax.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.